Blog Talk Radio.
The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. Rich. From 7:30 to 9:30, celebrities, entrepreneurs, Monday through Friday. If your rhymes were looking for the best all across the globe, over 1,000 likes, your Twitter out of control. Who else is on demand interviewing entertainment? Conducting interviews like an artist when she painted. So tune in live when you see the mic on. You live with the Nicki Rich Show, let's go.
Welcome to the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nicki Rich. And today, guys, we're here on this amazing Thursday. We got a special show with a special guest. We got Miss Keisha Love. She is bringing it today. She's going to release all her new music. Everything, she's going to talk about everything she has going on, new projects. So I'm excited and honored to talk with her today. And to those who are tuning in, you can feel free to call in at 516-666-8294. And you can press that 1. If you press that 1, that'll let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest today. I'm so excited. I want you guys to also know during this time, we are talking with business owners, talking with entrepreneurs, music artists, athletes, and everybody, you know, releasing their amazing story. This season and this year is all about 2020 vision, and we are releasing it here this year. I want you guys to also follow us along on social media at Nicki Rich Show TV, as well as at Miss Nicki Rich. You can follow us there and go to our official website, thenickirichshow.com. And if you want to check out our interviews on the red carpets, our live tapings, you can subscribe and go to Nicki Rich, the number 2. Nicki Rich, the number 2 on YouTube. And once again, after the show, this episode that we have today with Miss Keisha Love, we are also on iTunes podcast where you can download it for free. It doesn't cost a thing. And also go rate the Nicki Rich Show on iTunes, guys. Give us that 5-star because you know we are. Well, I'm excited today to have our featured guest, but we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Miss Keisha Love. So stay tuned, and you are tuned in to the Nicki Rich Show.
Hey, what you do to me? I'm feeling it deep. Something I can't explain, that's why you're playing it too. What I need you to be. Can you be that go-to? Can you speak with my mental? Can you give me that work, that work? Come through when I need you. I like the way you move. I wanna get personal. So much we can do. One thing that I wanna know. Can you read my body language? I'm talking to you. Don't be scared to take advantage. Can you pull the trigger?
That was Miss Tisha Campbell Martin. I don't want to be alone. Shout out to Tisha Campbell. You know, we love you. We support you. Shout out to her. We got a chance to interview her at the Soul Train Music Awards. And, yeah, shout out to Miss Tisha Campbell. Well, guys, it's that time. The Nikki Rich Show feature guest this Thursday. And right now, I want to bring in Miss Keisha Love. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're so excited to have you here.
It's a pleasure, a very big pleasure. I'm doing great, just trying to promote this project. You know, it's a nonstop
thing. Well, you are blowing up on the internet, honey, because you got a new project out. I'm so excited to talk about, but we can't jump in. We want them to give a little bit of background about who you are and where you're based out of. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about where you from before we get into the juicy juice, you know?
Yes. Well, basically, I am from Oakland, California, the Bay Area. Been doing music for a while. Mostly when I started, I was doing a lot of cover band stuff. I wasn't really comfortable being in the studio. I was more comfortable being on stage. I guess that comes from the background of not only singing and dancing, you know, when I was younger. So I just always loved the stage. I kind of stepped out of that because some of the artists that I was singing with at the time were recording and talked me in to start recording. And it kind of went from there. And I'll be honest, I was trying to find my way for a long period of time because I was so used to singing cover music that I didn't have my own voice, I would say. So I was so used to singing other people's music, so I found myself replicating their sound rather than finding my own. And even with my last project I put out, a lot of the songs are they're all great songs, don't get me wrong, but they're all kind of a little bit over the place. It's a little bit of something for everybody, I'll say. But in doing that project, it kind of helped me find my voice, where this new project I'm working on with the single that I'm promoting right now is my sound, is actually Keisha Love.
I love it. And you are bringing it, I mean, just with the visuals, you know, your cover. How did you come about, you know, with the cover that you have? I love it. I love it.
So it's funny because, you know, a lot of times when we're doing music, we're put into this box of you got to be a certain age. You can't be this age. But it's a lot of people different ages doing music out there. And I find that the industry kind of pushes us to be younger than what we are. And I got to the point with this project, I'm like, I'm embracing exactly who I am. I'm not the little young buck out here in my 20s trying to put out music. I've been doing it for a while. So I wanted to embrace that because I'm one of those that I would say do not look my age. So when they're coming in contact with a lot of the 20-year-olds that find out how old I am, they call me Miss Parker because of the movie Friday. Miss Parker on Friday is kind of the older woman that's here. But my thing was how much I love Friday. I love the artistry of at that time. But now we're in 2020, so Miss Parker looks a little bit different. So that's how I came up with the real Miss Parker, because what we embody as Miss Parker is the older woman that doesn't look her age, but you know she's older. Well, now the 2020 Miss Parker, the real Miss Parker, you know that she's older. She's not trying to be younger. She just looks younger. But she's what we embody as a boss female that has things going on for herself, but she can still look youthful and be youthful but still be her age. So that's kind of the direction I was going with the song and basically rebranding myself as the real Miss Parker because I'm not young, but I still love doing music.
And I want to let those who are just tuning in, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I see you 305-510-818. I see you 310. I see you 864. All you guys tuned in. I see you guys that's rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. We are here live with Miss Keisha Love. She has a new release out that we're discussing right now, and I'm so excited about it. And, you know, it's called The Real Miss Parker. And right now, you know, we want you to get a taste of it. You know, we want you guys to hear it. So can you introduce the real Miss Parker here first on the Nikki Rich Show?
Yes. Play here first on the Nikki Rich Show, the real Miss Parker by myself, Keisha Love. Young, they are who they are, and they embody youthfulness even though they are older.
Yes, well, we want to get some feedback from the listeners out there. If you are tuned in and I see you guys, all you got to do is call in 516-666-8294. Press that one. If you press that one, that'll let us know you would like to speak with our guest. And we're going to go to 818 818- 492, tell us your name, And where are you calling from?
Hello, this is JL for King Sound Entertainment. Shout out to Nicky Rich, Nicky Rich Show, and Ms. Keisha Love. Thank you. Congratulations on your project.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the IE LA area.
Okay. Welcome. You got a question for us today?
Yeah, I sure do. I want to first of all say congratulations to, like I said, to Ms. Keisha Love. And my question was, you already so eloquently described your journey and where you are now musically. So my question is, in your own words, how do you articulate the sound that you have now? Because I hear some of everything in it, but how would you articulate your sound as of now?
I always say that I'm from the era of, and I don't mean to offend anyone, but when R&B was real, 90s R&B was when R&B was real. And you knew it was R&B because you heard it was R&B. And that's what I really embody, is that real 90s R&B, where they told you a story, fall in line and relate to it, like your Mary J. Blige and your Face and your Jill. You can relate to the music. I would really say that 90s R&B, that's my sound.
Oh, that's good, because it does embody some of everything, and it's important to stay true to yourself and know who you are as an artist. And
right.
I think that you stay true to yourself, your sound will eventually transcend, and if it's great, it'll be played everywhere, and it sounds really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for
calling in.
And we got some more callers that's on the line. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We're going to 313-574. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Gina from Detroit. What's up, Nicky Rich Show? Keisha Love. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I just kind of clicked in, and I didn't get the beginning, but, oh, it's slamming. And you know what?
Thank
you just said something. I'm going to just call Keisha Love. You just said something. We need that old R. It's not old to us, but it's that R&B,
right.
That 90s. And we just, I loved it. I was just like, wait a minute. I thought at first, again, I had just clicked in, and I was like, am I on hold? But I was just like, wow. Wait a minute. I need to get this. This is good. I love it. I love the beat. I love just, it was smooth. It was just, I don't know what we're listening to right, now, but it just takes us back to that, the 90s, the whole 90s thing. And I'm glad that you're coming back to that. And I'm glad that other artists are coming back to that, because we need to, that's what we love. That's what we just love.
And you know what?
I was just going to say,
you know what? The good thing is, and like you said, you're older, but you're not trying to be younger.
Right.
I love this.
Keisha,
I
try to listen to this. I'm sorry. I try to listen to this new stuff, and I just can't get with it, because I am at a certain age, and it's just not for me. And so when we find somebody like you and we can sit down, and it's new music, and it's, it's good music, and it's telling a story, and it, that's what we really love. And I want to just also give a shout out to Nikki on your Women's Win Author Business Summit. I'm so happy and grateful, and I'm so glad that you connected with all of your and other inspiring women in faith. And inspired by that. But you ladies, you keep up the good work, and tell me where I can find your song. Where can I find it?
So I always tell people the easiest way. I mean, you can go on, and if you have Apple Music, if you have Google Play, if you have Amazon, all the outlets you can get the single at. Easier way to go about it is probably going to my website. And in that way, all the links are on my website to be able to get to my music at keishalove.com. That's keishalove.com.
Okay.
Okay, I have it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome.
And thank you. Thank you, too, Regina, for calling in. Now, do you have an organization that you're a part of that you know as well that you want to talk about or anything, you know, out there that you work with or anything?
You know what? Right now, I just need, you know, we're going through a crisis right now in all over the world. And Detroit is getting hit really hard. And you know, just pray for us. Like you're praying for New York and Seattle and L.A. and just Detroit. We're really getting hit hard. So just we need your prayers and love. And that's all I can say right now. So just pray for our folks that's on the front line, all our frontliners, all our officers, and all our nurses, everybody. We just got to stay prayed up.
Yes, and this music will soothe you. You know, sometimes that you have, you know, music that, like, you know, music is soothing.
Yeah,
it really does.
I'm glad I called in because we need that. We need to, like, sometimes get away from all the negative and all the bad. We need to get something just to kind of make us feel good and just we can think about even the good times, because every day, I mean, it's every hour we're hearing something bad or somebody passed away.
Right.
We want to hear some good music. And so,
right.
TK Love, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you so much for the support.
Thank you, Ms. Regina. Thank you. Shout out to Detroit in the house calling in. And we got 530-526. So what's your name? Where you calling from?
Oh, this is Luke.
Hey, Luke, what's going on? Welcome. Now let everybody
what's
know
happening?
Where you calling from.
I'm in L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, I just got off the phone with my wife out in Johannesburg. So, and then somehow the phone cut, and then it was Nikki hit me up on the line. So I was like, oh shoot, yeah, because Shay's interview is going on right now. So let me tune in.
Yes.
So it's going good, huh?
Yes, it is. So. You know, we're
That's
so excited
up,
for Miss Kitshay. She's killing the game right now.
Yeah, it's a good record, man. It's a really good look for her.
Mm-hmm.
I
now,
really
you got any
that's what I thought.
For her?
Were you on time to the interview, Kitshay?
Yes.
Nah,
yes.
I'm just kidding.
He just messed with you, Kitshay.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just promoting the single. What I'm really trying to accomplish when promoting a single is that I know one thing that someone had told me before is like the real Miss Parker. You know, Miss Parker movie was kind of edging on the little kids, you know, young boys kind of. That's not really where I'm at with it. The real Miss Parker. If you really, and I tell people a lot of times, really listen to the words of the music, and it's that whole thing with the song where I'm embodied by young people to feel a certain way, but that doesn't mean that I'm basically feeding into it. So the song is talking about them fantasizing about me, but I'm not about to go into that. I'm not messing with the young boys. That's not my thing.
Yeah, of course not.
But it's still a fantasy. I mean, it's still something to think about because young guys do fantasize about older women. It just happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And you're tapping into that market, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, like, just the record itself is grown and sexy. So I wouldn't expect that reaction for somebody to say, yo, like, are you messing with little boys? Like, nah,
I mean,
bro. Like,
be amazed.
Really? I mean, that's just kind of like, I don't know, man, that's reaching. I think that's a little bit reaching, like with a little dash of hater vibe. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Like, come on. The record is grown and sexy. The woman is grown and sexy. I seriously doubt that it's a ploy to be on some like R. Kelly type shit, you know? So
exactly. And that's kind of, and that's actually kind of why I did the cover like I did, is because first people was trying to get me to go for the Miss Parker from Friday wearing a shorts with a tie-up shirt, and I was like, no, because I don't want to look like Auntie, so I'm not going to go that route. I want to make it. I wanted to make it look like I'm a grown woman. You see, I'm a grown woman. I just happen to look youthful.
Exactly.
But I had
I
still had to bring that in with the, you look at the picture and you still have the same effect as it did on the movie. The damn. So that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like.
Exactly.
Yes.
Absolutely accomplished.
And,
of course.
And Luke, I'm so excited for you calling in too. I want to also shout out, because I see my mama is on the line.
Oh, wow. Your mom is on the line. What?
I see my family that's in here as well. So, you know, shout out to my family that's tuning in. You know, much love as well.
That's a huge honor, man, just to even be.
Yes.
Yeah. Yo.
But Lou, I'm so excited that you called in. Thank you so much. And, you know,
absolutely, man.
Want,
absolutely.
And I just want also to say to go ahead and give us, you know, even though we're in the situation, you know, and what's going on, it's so many blessings that's coming out of it. You know, you have new release music that you have birthed. Now tell us the rest of 2020, what is your 2020 vision?
Even with the pandemic, my 2020 vision is still the same. I am promoting the project, trying to get the music out there. With this being a single that I just released, I still promote the album that I released back in 2018 because there's still music on there people haven't heard, you know, so it's going to always be new to someone. So my 2020 is basically pushing this music out there so more people see who Keyshay Love is, because I got a lot to say. I'm also going to get into the whole point of I'm an entertainer. I always tell people that more than being a singer, I am an entertainer when it comes to just being heard and seen, whichever realm it is the acting world, doing podcasts, doing hosting events, doing music. I'm just embodies the entertainment aspect of everything, and that's what I really want to start and get more into as 2020 progresses on. And this pandemic finally goes away.
I know that's right. And also, you know, is there a message that you want the people to know that you, you know, just being here today on the Nikki Rich Show, what message do you want to give?
I mean, my message is always that if there's anything that you want to accomplish even before this pandemic, I would say even more so with it going on, that this is the time to actually reach for or even set up a goal or something that you really want to do that makes you happy. I'm not talking about work and job and make some money. I'm talking about something that really embodies you and makes you happy, that you always wanted to do and accomplish. I'm working towards those things now. May it be a project, may it be a business, whatever that may be. Right now, I've always said 2020 is that time to start accomplishing goals that you've always procrastinated on. I don't care what it is. Just start and make a plan. Even if you don't start it right now, at least make a plan to do so. Because we have to, as people, elevate to other things, not just stay stagnant in what we're doing. Because as we can see, anything can happen at any time. And you want to feel like you've accomplished something in your life that's worth looking back on.
Yes, that is so true. So true. Well, you know, we are winding things down here today at the Nikki Rich Show. And I'm so honored to have you on today. The time went by so fast.
I know.
We're so honored to have you. And although we didn't get to all the callers, thank you for tuning in. We air Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 a.m., you know, Pacific time. And it's 2 p.m. Eastern time, so you can listen to the Nikki Rich Show Tuesdays and Thursdays. And sometimes for our 9 to 5ers, we have
our special days, which is Saturdays and Sundays. So you can listen to the podcast on iTunes. And, you know, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And today we're going to end by saying God bless. God bless.
The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. The number one host that be doing the most. Rich. The number one host that be doing the most.